In Northwest News from KPLU, investment groups in Seattle, Bellevue, and Tukwila did not apply for National Hockey League expansion before the deadline expired this week. Sports commentator Art Thiel and KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick talk about why and what this means for the prospect of professional hockey in the Seattle area.
Art, we're told Seattle's a very wealthy market, but why isn't it wealthy enough to play this game?
Well, let's examine that question by looking at the two cities that did bid, and the only two cities that did bid for an expansion team with the National Hockey League, Las Vegas and Quebec City. Both of them have arenas under construction. They built on spec, on the hope that they would get a team, so they were almost forced into this position, and that's their own doing. But it's also important to understand the differences between those two cities and Seattle. In Las Vegas, that building is privately funded 100% by a partnership between the MGM Grand Casino and Anschutz Entertainment Group, which is one of the biggest arena builders in the world. So there's no public funds involved in that. In Quebec City, it's exactly the opposite. It's completely publicly funded because the people there are very desperate to get the NHL back since they haven't had a team there since 1995, and it would be the only pro sports team in town. And the upshot is that Seattle is being asked to build the arena from scratch and pay the $500 million expansion fee. So really what's happened is even guys with great wealth who are interested in sports are looking at that and saying, $1 billion to get this franchise going? I'm a little skeptical.
And the application fee was $10 million, $2 million of which was non-refundable.
Right. The NHL, I think, really overreached on that, but they got the two cities that they were going to get. They were hoping to get more cities to keep the pressure on and keep the prices up. They didn't get it.
So would the NHL work here as a business enterprise?
Well, that's the big question that rich guys are asking, because there's no proven history of Major League Hockey success in the modern history of Seattle. So they have to say, can this $500 million project and a $500 million fee pay off? And it would have to be the fifth ticket in town. This is an anomalous market because Major League Soccer is financially successful here like nowhere else in North America. That's the other pro sports team in town besides the Seahawks, the Mariners, and I call University of Washington a pro football team. And then you've got the Sounders. So the NHL, by definition, would be the fifth ticket in town. And they certainly did not want to be the sixth ticket in town if the NBA came first. That's not happening. So they're trying to seize the day. But I think any wise investor will say, without a proven history here, how do we know that this is going to work?
And then you look at the average price for going to a hockey game.
Oh, it's just through the roof. It's the most expensive sport among all the majors. I think an average seat in most NHL arenas will run about $175 to $200. And the reason the prices are so high is because the NHL gets far less television revenue, so they have to make up for it at the gate. And it's a very expensive endeavor.
So I think a lot of people are wondering and asking, what happens now for the prospect of professional hockey in the Seattle area?
Well, I think this is the end of a chapter, but certainly not the end of the book. Lots of things change, and I think there are people who are still interested in hockey. The NHL is certainly interested in coming to Seattle, a very robust economic market. And these ownerships come and go, and different ideas come about. So I think the pot is still boiling. I think there's still hope. But as I said, this chapter is closed, and there's going to be another one probably starting as soon as tomorrow.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.